This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
I know what you're thinking. We're having Martez out. Well, he is here. He's just in the background. Thank you very much for the opportunity here. I am Lee Houston, the Wrestling Tracks, and I've got to be given the great, extraordinary privilege of tonight hosting Wrestle Talk in the D. That's right, Wrestle Tracks as evaded, if you will. Wrestle Talk in the D, and I'm very appreciative and very humble for it. Last year, I had an emergency. Martez was on the show. I couldn't do it. An emergency helped my dad with something really important. But he did the show entirely, and I'm grateful for it. Thank you very much, Martez. Well, let's get into it, baby. Today is Dr. King Day, or at least with a little less of it. So I'd like to start off with just a little bit of Dr. King's speech. It's his final speech in Memphis, Tennessee. Year 1968. Let's get into it. We'll be right back. Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize, Martez. Thank you for having me. We are live. My mic has been unmuted. I don't know what's going on. Hang on a second. Martez, can you hear me now, sir? You can chime in with just a little bit. I am unmuted. The thing is, we are live worldwide, by the way.
We can hear you. We can hear you well.
All right, the video didn't work, so we apologize for that. It's probably on my end. But let's talk to D. I am Lee Houston of Wrestling Tracks. I've been invited to invade this wonderful show. By the way, it's not just Detroit. It's all over the world. It's Chicago. It's Texas. It's Alabama. It's Georgia. I want to congratulate a couple of guys, by the way, before I go any further. The Packers and the Chiefs, Super Bowl Sunday. Next Sunday, but our Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, if you're happy, if you're a wrestling fan, is April the 5th. I believe April the 5th. WrestleMania 35, our Super Bowl, and it's going to be huge. Right before we get to that, we got to go through the Royal Rumble. I'm going to use my cheat sheet, if you will, for 1 second. Use my cheat sheet here. And see what's going on, what is cooking for the Royal Rumble 2020. I believe it's going to be January 26th, live from Minute Maid Park in Houston, Texas. I wish it was in Dallas, it was in Houston, Texas. At Minute Maid Park, I heard we're on the street. NXT will not compete and will not be involved whatsoever in the Royal Rumble. That's unfortunate. This is the card for right now. So, Royal Rumble, the men will have their match, the winner the championship opportunity at WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar is number one, by the way. The women's Royal Rumble match, Charlotte has made her entry first. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan. Becky Lynch versus Asuka. Roman Reigns versus King Corbin and the Falls Count Anywhere match. I love that. It could be in the parking lot. It could be down the street. It could be in the hotel lobby. It could be in the bathroom. You guys going to get concessions and look over there, two guys beat the hell out of each other. Ain't that cool? I wish that would happen where I go to the American Airlines Center. We'll get to that in a second. It could be anywhere. Street fight. Shorty G versus Sheamus, yawn. Bayley versus Lacey Evans, and so much more. Happy belated Marine Corps birthday to Lacey Evans. She served in the Marine Corps, legitimately. I like Sergeant Slaughter. Some people have debated that he had not, that was a gimmick, he did not really serve. I don't know, but much love to Lacey Evans. Thank you for your service. Versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship and so much more. Here's the Men's Royal Rumble. We got Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Eric Rowan. What's in that cage, Eric Rowan? Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Elias, King Corbin, King Corbin, Storm Ziggler, Otis, Tucker, Rusev, Bobby Lashley, Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, Braun Strowman, Shinsuke Nakamura, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and Samoa Joe, and so much more thrown in the mix. You never know when that buzzer rings who is going to be in the 2020 Royal Rumble. The winner of that match gets the main event at WrestleMania 36, Tampa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. What's going to happen? What's going to go? What's going to go on? And so much more. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is Russ Talking to D, normally hosted by Marquez Al, but I've been invited to invade. Wrestle Tracks is a partner of Russell Talking to D, and we do appreciate his invitation. I thank you very much, Marquez. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into a little bit here. I would like to address the world's dangerous man. The world's dangerous man, Ken Shamrock. Yes, remember Ken Shamrock? Ken Shamrock is still the world's dangerous man. In fact, at one point in the year, I want to say 1999, Ken Shamrock was king of the ring. One of the most underrated, unacknowledged, if there ever was a thing, King of the Ring is Ken Shamrock. We all know Bret Hart won King of the Ring. We all know Owen Hart won King of the Ring. We all know Kurt Angle, King of the Ring. Try it again, 2000, that didn't work. We all know Triple H, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Triple H, Kurt Angle, Shane McMahon, Bret Hart, Owen Hart. My goodness. I'm sorry, Shane McMahon, I apologize. Shane McMahon did not win the, you know, I could be in the tournament, but he did complete the match against Triangle, got his butt kicked. Owen Hart, Bret Hart, Steve Austin, Triple H, different kings of the ring, the late, great Harley Race, and many others. Prestigious tournament, launches to your career. But one guy we overlook in King of the Ring is Ken Shamrock, the original creator of the ankle lock. It hurts like crap, I'm telling you right now. It hurts a lot. Ken Shamrock, the world's dangerous man, former UFC champion, former Intercontinental champion, King of the Ring. Yes, he won King of the Ring 99. It's underlooked as far as that goes. He's moving on, doing great things in Impact Wrestling. A lot of people are still butthurt. A lot of people are still butthurt about Tessa Blanchard, as she is the Impact Wrestling heavyweight champion of the world. Well, whether you like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, it really don't matter. Because as far as the powers that be is concerned, they have made their decision. Tessa Blanchard, I ain't talking to you, Alexa. Tessa Blanchard is indeed your Impact Wrestling heavyweight champion of the world, whether you like it or not. Last time I checked, you pay the bills, you made the decisions. I'm just saying, last time I checked. When you pay the bills, you made the decisions. So that's what's happening there. But how long is Tessa Blanchard going to be your world champion? Tuesday night, we find out. There's a whole lot of people, I'm pretty sure, want that spot. But could there be a door opening, ladies and gentlemen? Could there be a door opening to the women challenging for the Impact Wrestling Championship? If you want to call in, all you got to do, I get your number right quick. 1 second here. I am using a cheat sheet. 1 second. 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. Thank you for joining us tonight, wherever you are. This is a global platform in Russia, in China, in Australia, in the United States, in Dallas, in Georgia, and good old Detroit. How you doing, Kevin Nash? In Detroit, in Alabama, in Georgia, in wherever you're at. This is a cool platform. Thank you, Martin. It's a cool platform here. You can chime in anytime you want. 646-668-8672. Now, I got to warn you. Last guy chimed in. This jabroni decided to use a couple of N-words, called us ninjas, if you will, for lack of a better word, called us ninjas. Now, brother, this is not, I don't think what would Jesus do would apply to this situation, because mama said knock you out. I'm just saying. So if you're calling in, please use your words very carefully with calling in the show. We can debate about wrestling all day long. The cows go home. Debate about wrestling, the reality of wrestling, whatever you want to do, all day long. One thing you're not going to do is call in. I call people the N-word. We do not, not, especially not today. Of all days, not today. Dr. King Day, by the way. That's not a good idea. But anyway, back to wrestling, wherever it matters. You didn't call in for that. You called in for wrestling. So, thank you for tuning in wherever you are. I would like to ask you guys a question, if you don't mind. If you have the opportunity to choose a world champion anywhere, not just the big leagues, any wrestling companies, all women, all men wrestling companies don't work, but any wrestling company in the world, who would you choose as your champion? Now, the powers that be in Impact Wrestling, they have decided Tessa Blanchard is the current Impact Wrestling heavyweight champion of the world. Well, you might not agree with that. You might think it sucks. You might think, well, that's women shouldn't hold a man's championship. May I remind you, China, the late, great, ninth one of the world, China, a former Intercontinental champion, Jacqueline Moore, right here from Dallas, Texas, a Hall of Famer, a former Cruiserweight champion, I believe a former Hardcore champion, if I'm not mistaken, at some point a former Hardcore champion. Lillian Garcia, yes, our very own Lillian Garcia, for a couple of seconds backstage, I believe it was on Raw, a former Hardcore champion. That title can be defended every day, all day, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sound familiar? You could be anywhere. You could be at church. You could be in the parking lot somewhere. You could be in the bathroom. You could be at the Sizzler. You could be in the bar. You could be at the club. You could be the mall. Wherever you're at. The 24/7 championship is defended all the time. I'm in the Hardcore championship. By the way, I said that. Congratulations to our current 24/7 champion. I was paying attention. I don't like the name of the title. I think we can use the Hardcore title, bring that back. and use the same concept 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I think that'd be cool. What's your opinion on that? Call anytime you want. 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. Allen Houston, by the way, of Wrestling Tracks. Just click over one, just literally one page over, blogtalkradio.com, the Wrestling Tracks. That's where I normally am every week. I got 40 minutes in every now and then. But I've been invited here to Wrestling Tracks, and we've been invited to the ladies. So normally you hear the wonderful voice of Martez Al, but not tonight. Yes, Martez, can you give me a commercial, please? We'll be right back on Wrestling Talking the D. Right now, Wrestling Tracks has invaded Wrestling Talking the D. Martez, give me a commercial, please, sir. We'll be right back.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
Hey Jesus, thanks for everything. Like, thanks for sunshine, but what about sunburn? How come the more you have, the more you want? We've got more friends, but less friendship. More convenience, less patience. More hope, but more uncertainty. A healthy body still isn't good enough. And how come the best things always have to end?
You ever wish you weren't a motor?
Sure. Sometimes I wish I had legs like you.
Yeah, like a regular person?
No. Still have bike half, man. Just...
What's the legs on the bottom and motorcycle on the top? Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
For those who were born to ride, there's Progressive.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, we're back. Thank you very much for showing again. Normally, you're hearing the wonderful voice of Marquez Al, Russ talking to D. Well, we decided to give him a little break, give him a little night off, and we decided to invade, if you will. Wrestling Tracks is in the house. Normally, we're Wrestling Tracks on blockchain.com, so Wrestling Tracks. But tonight, right here, maybe more, but right now, the number you can call is 86. You get the number right here. I am using my cheat sheet. I normally used to my number. But we're invading right now. So you can call in just 1 second. Yeah, I just stuttered. It's all good. You'll be all right. 646. There you go. 646-668-8672. We are live, by the way. Anything can happen, you're live. 646-668-8672. Yeah, I just stuttered here and there. We are live. No, ain't no worrying about it. It's all good. Worlds Collide, ladies and gentlemen, takes place January 25th, the night before the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. It's going to be collision of NXT in the States, NXT UK. Imperium takes on the Undisputed Era in the 8-man good old tag match. Rhea Ripley versus Rhea towards Toni Storm with the NXT Women's Championship. On the NXT UK Women's, the NXT Championship, that's right. I've got you back in the States. The NXT Championship. Finn Balor versus Dragoff. Dragoff, I'm butchering that name. Angel Garza versus Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Jordan Devlin versus Travis Banks. The NXT Cruiserweight Championship. DIY, yes. DIY
I didn't was supposed to mention that. It's all good. You'll find out sooner or later. DIY, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa versus Mustache Mountain. One more time, the good old reunion. Tommaso Ciampa, a former NXT champion. Also, Johnny Gargano as well. Looking forward to that. By the way, I would love to see one more time, in my personal opinion, an African-American WWE champion. Not world champion, WWE champion. We've never had a black champion until Kofi Kingston came along. 11 years busting his tail, and April 6th or 7th, 2019. I'll never forget the day of my life. I'll never forget it. 1, 2, 3, on his own, by himself, by his dang self. Kofi Kingston became your WWE World Heavyweight Champion by his dang self. 11 years. It took, what, I want to say 63 years as a whole for WWE to find a black champion. Wait a minute. I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. First of all, I had some jabroni message me talking about WWE wasn't around to the 80s. No, sir. They were popular in the 80s. They've been around since, I want to say, Bruno Sammartino was the first champion. So they've been around longer than that. Now, in the 80s, they got popular. But the first champion, Bruno Sammartino, we had an Italian. We had a French. We had a Russian. We had a Greek. We've had a Italian, French, Russian, Greek, Canadian, a bunch of Canadians. We never had a black African-American world champion. Please don't say, what about The Rock? What about Dwayne The Rock Johnson? That don't count. Dwayne Johnson will tell you personally, himself, that he's half, this is true, he's half Samoan. His mother is Samoan. His dad is straight black. On his mother's side, we get Rikishi, Yokozuna, we get Umaga, we get Jimmy Superfly Snuka, Hachi, Peter Maivia, all these other guys on his mama's side. And he embraces his Samoan side more than his black side. Thank you, Mike. He embraces Samoan side more than his black side. So that does not count as having a black WWE champion. Oh, many people come close. Don't get it wrong. Many people have come close to being the first black champion. Now, the world championship, we have several black champions. The first world black heavyweight champion, Ron Simmons. We've had Mark Henry. We've had Rikishi. No, not Rikishi. He's not black. We have Mark Henry. We've had Ron Simmons, the first black champion. We've had, who else? Booker T. All these other great legends. Now, the problem with R-Truth being a champion, I would love R-Truth to be champion. I really love it. If R-Truth, Ron Killings, can be the first or second black champion. Outside of this business, outside of WWE, he's a legend, a former NWA heavyweight champion of the world, the world champion. That is the championship, the most recognized championship of all of wrestling is the NWA championship, former NWA world champion. NWA, he's a joke, a great legend. Been out the atmosphere, he's a joke within WWE. Outside of his business, he's a legend. I would love to see Leo Rush hold the title. He's just too young. Leo Rush will be a great champion. Great choice. Athletic. He's strong. He's cool. He's got it. He's just too young. Last time he had a young champion, then we're out for you, like Randy Orton. He's just too young. He needs more time in the oven. Leo Rush, put him to the side. Hey, man, great possibility. He's just too young right now. Leo Rush. Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. Can you imagine that? Lashley and Lesnar? Now, Bobby Lashley said himself, and I quote, "I'm just doing all these stupid storylines to get to Brock Lesnar."
Now, if you want to work for WWE, you have to do some stupid stuff. Am I correct? For example, as a storyline, a very controversial storyline, it's hard sometimes to defend WWE. All right, call in, brother. Passing through my chest. You have a caller in the house. What you got, real man? Hey, we got somebody trying to call in. Call in, sir. What you got going on, horse? You are live. I'm just talking to D. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? So you? Yeah, I tell the deal with these folks. Hang on a second. Are you still there? All right, so we got technical problems. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Lashley said, and I quote, by the way, you want to call in, you can. All you got to do is call here, this number here. Let me get my facts straight here. You call in, like, get my cheat sheet together. All right, hang on a second. You? You got technical problems, y'all. You want to call in, all you got to do, 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. And we got tons of problems and all that. We're getting our caller through. He's going to stick around right quick. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar would be cool.
Hello, sir.
Bobby Lashley.
Hello.
Hey, you hear me?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay. Well, Reigns fan, huh?
Yeah, but he's not better than Batista.
Roman Reigns Batista
and
sounds pretty good.
I just don't like Triple H at all.
Oh, you don't? A legend in this business, by the way. How old are you? How old are you?
12.
All right, man. Look, go back in time on the network. I don't think you have a subscription network, do you?
No, I didn't. I wasn't planning on getting it.
You don't plan on getting the network?
No, I don't got WWE Network, but I got the new WWE 2K20.
Check this out. All you got to do is get the network, ask your mom or somebody, get the network, subscribe to it. It's only $10 a month. I go back and watch Triple H matches, and they tell me you're not a Triple H fan. Those good matches, man. I want to thank our young caller for calling in, wherever you are around the world.
All right.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you for calling in tonight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for listening to the show. We got a little bit more left. We got 26 minutes left in change. Well, 27 minutes left in change. And like you're saying, Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley wants to get to Brock Lesnar. So he's doing all these crazy, all these ridiculous storylines don't make no sense. Like Lana and Bobby Lashley. Lana is really married to Rusev. Let's not get that twisted. But to get to Brock Lesnar, you got to do all these stupid storylines. Don't make no sense. His sister's on the show. I don't think those are real sisters. All this singing, all this crazy stuff to get to Brock Lesnar. That's what you got to do. And WWE, every now and then, you got to do stupid storylines. For example, before I said this earlier, I'm repeating myself. I'm kind of left off. I don't get the subject. It's hard to defend WWE sometimes. I'll tell you what. 2006, Vince McMahon had the storyline where he's supposed to lose his mind and all these stupid matches. Okay? So, this one match is really stupid and really offensive and hard to defend WWE. It's really hard. Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon versus Shawn Michaels and his partner, the Almighty. Yes. I said it, God. Now, I believe in God. But last time I checked, it's impossible to see him because, you know, you can't see God. Now, God is very much real, but on this planet called Earth, we can't see him. So, that is really hard to defend Mr. Man for that. Really, really hard to do. I love wrestling. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I love Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus. But the problem with that storyline is you kind of saw somebody's face a little bit. Now, it makes you feel better. Mr. Man is Catholic. I know Christians who are wrestlers. I know a lot of Christians who are wrestlers. Shawn Michaels was a Bible teacher at John Hagee's Church in San Antonio, Texas. He's in 10th Florida now. Rey Mysterio, Roman Catholic. Shawn Michaels is a Christian, well-known, professed Christian. My point is, it's impossible to defend WWE. And every once in a while, it's hard to defend. They do some stupid storylines don't make no sense. Like this Friday night on SmackDown at the American Airlines Center, Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin in a loser eats dog food match. You know how hard, you know how stupid that is? But despite that card, it should be an interesting show. I'll be there this Friday night at the American Airlines Center. So hang out with us before the show starts. Well, I'm not gonna tell you where I am. Just find me. I'm Lee Houston, by the way. If you want us to hang out with us before the show starts, I'm glad to hang out with you. Talk wrestling, of course. It starts at 6. Show starts at 6:45. Doors open at 5:15 this Friday night at American Airlines Center. The next night, Saturday, it'll be in Houston, Texas for Worlds Collide and, of course, Royal Rumble. WrestleMania tickets are available right now. Hurry up and get them. Our Super Bowl WrestleMania, April 5th. 2020, wow. WrestleMania 36. Can you imagine that? WrestleMania 36. Fun fact for you. WrestleMania 1, couple of nights before WrestleMania 1, Pat Patterson, Gerald Briscoe, Howard Finkel, Vince McMahon, whole top guys at the time. All right, Vince McMahon, how time to come up with a name for this spectacular. And all these names suck. Everything they came up with, they suck. Okay, all this stuff here didn't make sense. So, Howard Finkel. Yes, our boy Howard Finkel, the Fink, comes up with a brilliant idea, WrestleMania. And guess what? For the past 36 WrestleManias, it's been pretty good. I would like to thank Howard Finkel for coming up with that name, because without that, this wouldn't work. All right, new caller. What you got for me, sir?
Well, hello. Let me introduce myself. My name is Kayvon Journey, a.k.a. The Big Dog.
How you doing, sir?
Huh?
How you doing?
I'm good. Just got done watching Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get on here and share my thoughts real quick. Number one, we have some new Raw Tag Team Champions.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. In the form of Buddy Murphy and Seth freaking Rollins, or in this case, the Monday Night Messiah. I don't really like that, only because of, you know, it's not really their time to become the Raw Tag Team Champions or whatever. But, you know, WWE has some other plans in mind. And Is it just me, or like, do anybody else really want to know what's inside Eric Rowan's cage?
I really want to know what's inside that, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's a small animal, but you never know. You know, whatever it was, it bit somebody and his hand started bleeding. So I don't know what the hell is in that cage.
Right. And now this storyline between Asuka and Becky Lynch, that's gonna be going for the books.
Mhm.
So, you know, we still got the problem with Brock Lesnar and with his plans on becoming, well, actually his plan to win the whole Royal Rumble by himself, but.
How would that work?
I don't know. He probably gonna go on and face the Fiend Bray Wyatt for his Universal Championship.
So the winner gets a title shot. So either A, the next night he finds a normal contender, or he takes a title shot. I don't know how that'll make sense.
Yeah.
I thank you for calling.
Yeah,
we got 20 minutes, 19 minutes left. Appreciate you for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Lee Houston. Normally, you hear the wonderful voice of Martez Al, Wrestle Talk in the D. But tonight, WrestleTracks takes over. Thank you very much for the invitation. Now we got 19 minutes left to tell you this. If you want to shop with us at WrestleTracks, it's real simple. Take your phone, your tablet, laptop, whatever you got. Go to teespring.com/stores/wrestling-tracks. teespring.com/stores/wrestling-tracks. Use the code HOPE, H-O-P-E in all caps, HOPE in all caps, H-O-P-E. Don't know how to spell HOPE, I don't know. See, if you don't know how to spell HOPE, we got a problem. H-O-P-E in all caps. Right now till February 28th, yes, I said it, right now till February 28th. That's a whole month for you. That's Valentine's Day. That's All Black History Month. That's President's Day. That's I felt my toe day. Whatever it is, all month long for the month of February, use the code HOPE, H-O-P-E, in all caps. Get $4 off any item, $20 or more, and you're welcome. So, if you want to, you like to eat, you don't feel like cooking, you don't feel like getting off the couch, you really don't feel like going out to eat, use Postmates, man. Use the code FORK, F-O-R-K, FORK 100, get $100 credit, and food comes to you. Ain't that cool? You don't got to get up. You got to feel like cooking. You got to go out to eat. It just comes to you. All you got to do is put down a little Postmates, whatever, put that thing out, use the credit, FORK 100, F-O-R-K 100, ding dong, there's your food. How cool is that? You're welcome. Man, I would love to see one of these days first of all, the Hall of Fame for right now. We have the legendary, the incredible, the legendary, the original members of the NWO, the founding members of the NWO, Hogan, Nash, and Hall, take the rightful about time place in the Hall of Fame. Dave Bautista, happy birthday to the late Dave Bautista. He's taking his place in the Hall of Fame. That means Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall will all be two-time Hall of Famers. Hogan, 2005. Kevin Nash, 2012-11. Scott Hall, 2014. All these original members of the NWO will be three-time Hall of Famers individually. So when Evolution gets the Hall of Fame, and it will be when it gets the Hall of Fame, the Ric Flair, that's right, the Nature Boy Ric Flair, will be a three-time Hall of Famer by himself in 2008 with the Four Horsemen in 2011, 2012, and, of course, at some point, he got to include Ric Flair in the Evolution in the Hall of Fame. I want to see the greatest, Muhammad Ali, in the main Hall of Fame with WWE. Muhammad Ali, besides being the greatest of all time, point blank period, Muhammad Ali was the referee in the first WrestleMania. Another fun fact for you. Floyd Mayweather versus The Big Show was supposed to be a tag match. Floyd Mayweather and whoever he got as a partner versus the Big Show and whoever. But for the powers that be side, now it's been going on one. Floyd Mayweather knocked the Big Show out by brass knuckles. Knockout. That victory counts in his boxing record. Floyd Mayweather is undefeated. He's, I don't know how many wins, so he's undefeated. Never been knocked out once. But I would hate for Floyd Mayweather to compete to work the Superdome. As far as wrestling goes, that building is cursed when it comes to streaks. The Undertaker's 21-0 streak, that's gone. Oscar streak, that's gone. Imagine if Floyd Mayweather worked the Superdome. It ain't happen, brother. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have your tickets, get it now. WrestleMania 36. I can't promise you it's not going to suck, but I can promise you he's going to have a good time. You'll work the money. Where's everything? Now, after April 30th, that's April 5th. What we're going to do is wrestling training. We got a deal back in April. Use the code MANIA5. MANIA5. Get $4 off, as always. Get $4 off. That's in April. Right now, use the code HOPE in all caps. Use the code HOPE in all caps and get $4 off. Teespring.com/stores has wrestling-track. We got about 14 minutes left. So I can tell you this little story right here. That was the time I invited China on the show, the late, great China. Unfortunately for me, it would be the week, the last time I talked to her. A week later, she passed away. I was going to the bathroom. It's 2 in the morning. I get the news she passed away. A week ago, I invite her on the show on Wrestling Tracks, and she's out. I see about it. Unfortunately, Lord decided that was the last she'll see on this earth. And she woke up in her eternal home the week later in the morning. I would like to send our condolences to China's family, Jonah Lori. Much love to you. And also, if you're a fan of China, what's your favorite moment of the ninth wonder of the world, China? We are running out of time. But you can hit us at WrestleTracksU.com, WrestleTracks@gmail.com. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Twitter, everywhere. What is your favorite moment with China, the ninth wonder of the world? And right here, we're talking to D, all their outlets as well. Thank you very much for having me here. It's not just Detroit. This is a worldwide, global platform. I'm very honored to be here. I'm coolly partnered with them as well. They're in Detroit. They're in Iowa. They're in Mexico. They're in Japan. They're in China. In Italy. In South America. North America. Wherever you have internet connection, you have access to Wrestling Tracks. And also, Wrestling Track 2. You have access to Wrestling Talk of the D with Martez Al, who will be here next time. Right now, this is yours truly, Lee Houston. We are live in the next 12 minutes. So, we got 12 minutes. So, if you want to call in one more time, we're going to open these lines one more time. We're all running out of time just a little bit. 646-668-8672. Y'all, no idea the trouble we had getting the show together. I'm very appreciative to be here. I'm not gonna waste time. I'm gonna make this worth every single inch of your time. Let me tell you. Now, I'm gonna return the favor. Martin is so gracious having on his show. I'm gonna return the favor. Have him on my show. Do the whole show whatever you got. We're gonna re-upgrade twice a month. We're going to upgrade next time in December and November, every once in a while in the summertime. So next time we upgrade, we're going to have Martez on the show as long as he wants to go and do whatever he wants to do. And I can't promise no technical difficulties in between, but other than that, it's all good. Valentine's Day is coming up soon, y'all, and I'll tell you something. If you love wrestling, your girl loves wrestling, your man loves wrestling, what better gift is there than something from us, right? Teespring.com/store/wrestling-tracks. Teespring.com/stores/wrestling-tracks. We got mugs. We got towels. We got all kinds of stuff. Shirts, towels, mugs, iPhone covers, whatever you got. teespring.com/stores. That's Wrestling-Tracks. Nobody likes paying full price. Paying full price sucks. You pay full price, someone with you. You want to hook up? I got the hook up. Use the code HOPE, H-O-P-E in all caps. HOPE, H-O-P-E in all caps. Get $4 off any item, $20 or more. You got 10 minutes left. Any item, $20 or more, $4 off. You're welcome. Your girl's welcome. Your man is welcome. Whatever you do together, you're welcome. So, if you would like to, you don't have to, but if you want to, show some love in the form of green, in the form of dead presidents. We're on the Cash App. Cash App Wrestling Tracks. Patreon. Cash App. PayPal. That's it. We're not going to beg you for your money. I would never, ever, 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 ever beg you for your money. No. You want to? Thank you. We're humble. We appreciate it. All proceeds go for our making our podcast better. Patreon. Cash App. PayPal. That's it. Wrestling Tracks. WrestlingTracks.com, WrestlingTracks on the PayPal, Cash App sign, WrestlingTracks, Patreon.com/WrestlingTracks. We would never beg you for your money. Our email crew, you want to join our email club, all you got to do is email WrestlingTracks@gmail.com. If you don't see our WrestlingTracks email club at the bottom of the screen, you have been spammed. We would never beg you for your money. We will always sign every email at the bottom of the email, WrestlingTracksClub. You don't see Wrestling Tracks anywhere in the email, you've been spammed, bro. You don't see our logo? Spam. Thanks for joining us, everybody. WrestlingTracks@gmail.com. If you want to join the club, you'll get exclusive stuff we won't share for everybody else. You get full episodes. You get taped episodes. You get little something in there differently. Anytime we feel like it, we want to do exclusive broadcasts with just you guys. Our email club is where you need to be. WrestlingTracks@gmail.com. If you're outside of the United States, WrestlingTracksInternational@gmail.com. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. I'm about to get out of here. Thank you, Martez, for having me. I appreciate you guys for joining in. Martez will be here on his next broadcast. And thank you very much. Have a great night. God bless you. See you.